So in year six here at St. Peter's School in Walworth, and we've been doing plenty of science work this week and science investigations. So to explain an awful lot more about what's been going off, I've got three of my year six friends. So your names, please.
Jibike, Daniel.
Hello, I'm Donzi.
Great, we have Jibike, we have Danny, and we have Donzi, all from year six. Now, we've got on the school website, stpeterswalworth.co.uk, some video from previous weeks where we've been investigating all about electrical circuits. So we've been building circuits and getting a feel as to how they work, but we've taken it a bit further this week. So maybe Danny, can you explain what was the idea about what we were doing with our work this week?
Well, we were making up our own questions and experimenting them on circuits.
Yeah, perfect. So we were working in groups, and each group set off by having their own question. They posed a question they wanted to find out, and then we actually then tested our theories and seeing what the conclusions were. So, Jibike, maybe if I can ask you first, what yes. was the question that your group was trying to find out?
It does the thickness of the wire affect the brightness of the bulb?
Brilliant. So does the thickness of a wire affect the brightness of a bulb in a circuit? So first of all, what were the resources that you needed for your experiment?
We needed thin and thick wires.
Why a thin and why a thick wire?
To see the difference between both of them. If one would go brighter than the other.
So it's like comparing the two different wires. And so how did your experiment then proceed, please?
First of all, we tried two thin wires. We connected it to a light bulb and a battery. We found out that we used two thick wires and a battery and a light bulb, and then we found out that there's no difference between a thick wire and a thin wire.
Wonderful. So from your initial question, does the thickness of the wire affect the brightness of the light bulb? The answer is not at all. So we tried a thick wire and a thin wire, and we proved scientifically here in year six it's not the case. Right, wonderful. Thank you so much, Jibike.
Thank you.
Right, Danny, your question that you posed at the start, please.
Well, my question was, if you have a simple circuit and you add a component, will it affect the brightness of a bulb?
Ah, okay. So you had like one circuit to start off with. So you put in what? A light bulb?
Yeah, two wires, a light bulb and a battery.
And the question is, if you add in an extra component, will it affect the brightness of the light bulb? So how did you then go about finding out this answer?
Well, first we added a buzzer to the simple circuit. Also, we need to have another wire to do so. And it affected the light bulb, and there was neither the buzzer or the bulb worked because there was not enough electricity in the battery to make both of them work.
Brilliant.
And then we added a motor instead of a buzzer, and also with that we needed another wire, neither the motor or the bulb worked because there was not enough electricity.
Great, so I see. So from your first question, does adding an extra component into a circuit affect how the light bulb performs? The answer is yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because the bulb went, it wouldn't actually operate. Fantastic, finally. And then being very, very patient, we've got Donze. So please, Donze, explain to us, what was your grand question that you wanted to try and answer?
Does the length of a wire affect the brightness of a bulb?
Okay, let's do this sensibly. It's a good question. So does the length of a wire affect the brightness of a bulb? And briefly, we're a bit short on time. How did your experiment go, please?
We had two thin wires, two thick wires, two small wires, two middle-sized wires, and two long wires. Then we tried out the short wires. They worked brightly. Then we used the middle-sized wires. It was very dim. Then the long wires were very, it was like in the middle. It was bright and dim at the same time.
So the conclusion really from yours was the length of a wire does affect the circuit. We're a bit short on time, so thank you for our year six friends who help